So God's in control of everything. He knows everything about you. You can't do anything behind His back. He even knows what you're thinking. Yep. And boy, that come home to me the other day. There was a young girl that I'd still know her, but this young girl, she had been married once for several years, and then her husband left her, and then she had started going with this other young man. He had never been married. And one day she was talking to me and said, "Mr. Scrivener, I hear you say God has spoken to you." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I've heard His voice many times." She said, "I'd give anything to hear that voice just one time." I said, "Well, just keep serving Him, loving Him, and one day you will." One day she came to me and said, "I heard the voice last night." I said, "Oh, good. What did He say?" She said, "I didn't want to hear it." I said, "Uh-oh. What's the..." She said, "You know this man I'm going with?" I said, "Yes." She said, "You know he's never been married?" I said, "Yes, I know him quite well." She said, "But you know I was married for several years." I said, "Okay." She said, "Well, last night we were sitting out by the lake up here, and we were just sitting, and the moon was beautiful. And I was kind of scooted over next to him. He had his arm around me and said, we were just talking." Said every once in a while he'd gently kiss me or something. Said, "You know, he's the most gentleman I've ever seen in my life. He's such a nice man." And she said, "I'm sitting there beside him, and I get to thinking, since I've been married before, I get to thinking, Lord, I wonder what it would be like to go to bed with him." See, she'd been to bed with her husband, so she knew what it was like. But she's thinking, "I wonder what it would be like to go to bed with him." She said, all of a sudden, I heard this voice call my name and said, "Stop it, you're sinning." I didn't want to hear that, she said. But she said, I just scooted over on the other side of the car. He said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I think I'm going to sit over here for a little while." See, she didn't even speak anything, did she? She thought it within herself. And the Lord said, "You want to hear my voice? I'm telling you, stop thinking those wicked thoughts you're thinking, because those are sin." Now see, we want God to speak to us and say, "Oh, you precious little thing, you're my favorite daughter." That's what you want to hear, isn't it, honey? Yes. That's what my wife wants to hear. Isn't that what you're laughing? You would love to hear him say that to you too, wouldn't you? "Oh, you're my favorite daughter. I so love you. You didn't do anything wrong. You're so sweet." That's what all these girls would like to hear God say, right? Sure they would. And he probably could tell a lot of you that a lot of times. But there's other times when you're sinning, if he talks to you, you don't want to hear it. But just remember, you don't even have to voice it. All you got to do is think it. And the King knows what you're thinking. So you don't get by with nothing. So think clean thoughts, right? If an evil thought comes to you, throw it away. But he says there, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, he will put none of those diseases upon you. So if we obey him, how many diseases do we have to have? Is that what the Word of God says? But we have to hearken diligently to this written Word of God and obey it and keep all of the commandments to not have sickness and disease. Is that what he said, brother? That's what he said, isn't it? So don't you like walking in divine health? I do too. Praise the King. I love it. I do not want any sickness and disease in my body, and do not have it. I got to obey this book. Now then, let's go to Exodus 23, 25 and 26. Show you another place here where the Lord says what we can do or what He will do. Since He's in control, Exodus 23:25, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Now then, if we serve Him, He's going to take how much sickness away from us? Isn't that wonderful? Obey Him. And then look what he says in verse 26. "And there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill." And he promises us to satisfy us with long life. Well, now that young man I was telling you about a while ago earlier, that was died at 36, I don't consider that long life. Do you? But he also says in his word that if you don't serve me, if you go the ways of the wicked, which is getting off on drugs, alcohol, sex, violence, evil talking, he said, I will cut your day short. Well, he obviously cut his short, didn't he? 36 years old, and he died. I don't know about you, but 36 years old, I'm like I say, I'm coming up on my 70th birthday, and I feel like I'm just barely getting started. You know, I mean, just barely. I'm loving living. You know, I love living and having fun. You know, don't you?
Yeah.
And I love being able to be healthy. I don't want to be sick. I don't even want to think sickness. I love taking that word out of my vocabulary, you know, that I don't have. What are you going to do when you get sick? Well, I'm not going to get sick because I'm going to obey the word. I'm going to spend time with the King every day. I'm going to love Him and worship Him. And I might say right here, one time, you talk about hearing God's voice, you know, and you love it when He tells something sweet to you or nice to you girls. One time I was really blessed. In fact, I had a good friend of mine had gotten extremely sick. Now, I went to high school with this man. He was one of my best friends. I had two best friends in high school, and this man was one of them. Well, at about 55 or 56, he came down with brain tumors. And it was terminal. Well, I'd lost touch with him for years. And so when I heard about it, I went to visit him. He was in the hospital in Brownwood, Texas. I went to the hospital in Brownwood, and I went in there, and he didn't even know who I was. They were going to, the doctor, I asked the doctor, I said, what are you going to do with him? They said, we're going to send him, since he was a veteran, we're going to send him to San Antonio, and they're going to operate on him. And so they sent him to San Antonio, and the doctor took the top of his head off, which I don't even like to think about that. And they went in to take the brain tumors out, and the doctor said he had so many brain tumors in there that it's impossible to get them, that there's nothing could happen except God intervened, this man was going to die. Well, now see what we didn't know, God had already intervened. Now, who is it that takes sickness away? Who is it that puts sickness on us? God. It's God does it all. He is in control. He's God. Well, so I didn't know all these things at that time. This happened 15 years ago. I'm learning at that time. So I went back when they sent him home to die after they found out he couldn't live. They sent him back to a rest home, and actually in Goldsway, Texas. And so I went down to Goldsway, took a Monday off, and I drove 3 hours down there, and I spent all day with this man. And when I walked in, he's sitting there in a chair, and he's just sitting there looking out the window. He does not recognize me, does not who I am, doesn't acknowledge me. I walk up to him, try to shake hands with him, say hi, just like nothing. And I see this woman, and I said, well, who? I said, ma'am, who are you? She said, I'm his wife. I said, oh. I said, I knew his first two wives. I said, are you his third? Or I said, has he been married more than three? She said, no, I'm his third wife. And I said, you ever been married before? No, he's my first husband. I said, well, he was a really great man. She said, he was a great man. She said, I've certainly enjoyed living with him as my husband. I said, where do you all go to church? She said, she told me, First Baptist Church over in another little town close to Goldsway. I said, well, how many times have you been? First of all, I asked her how many years they'd been married. She said, 10. I said, well, how many times have you been to church? Oh, she said, 5 or 6. I said, you know, this guy was a youth leader in the church. He was a Sunday school teacher. I said, I can't believe y'all have only been to church 5 or 6 times this year. Oh, she said, I don't believe you have to go to church to worship God. She said, we've only been to church 5 or 6 times in the 10 years we've been married. You know, God said in His Word to go to church. Hebrews 10:25, He clearly said, forsake not the gathering of yourselves together on a regular basis. So what do you think that means? In fact, we're going to turn to Hebrews 10:25, and I want you to see that as I tell this story. not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, what does that mean? Forsake not together and ourselves together. What does that mean? Go to church. Is that right? Put that in plain English, go to church. In other words, regularly. Is that what he's trying to say? That's what he's trying to say. If you're my child, go to church. Now then, he had been going to church, had been a youth leader and all that stuff, and then when he married this third woman, she didn't believe in going to church. Now then, the scriptures are plainly clear that the husband is the priest or the head of the family. Y'all know that?
Yep.
And scriptures are very clear that the wife is to be in submission or to obey the husband. Not a lot of wives do that. Even Christian wives don't do that very well. But those that do are blessed because they obey God. Because He's watching and He knows what you're doing. But this woman kept her husband out of church for 10 years. And then he came down with brain tumors. And so I spent all day with him trying to build his faith, praying over him, anointing him with oil, doing everything. And after I did all this, I prayed over him. When I got through praying over him, I looked at him and I said, called his name and I said, "Do you know who I am?" He turned his head like this and looked me straight in the eye and he said, "You're Thurman Scrivener." I said, "Praise God, you're healed. I know you're going to get well." I left and come home 3 hours all the way back to Dallas from Goldsway, praising the King for healing this man on Monday. Thursday, they called me and said he died. I said, "What? He died?" I went back to his funeral on Sunday. I watched him lay this 55, 56-year-old man in the grave. On the way home, I'm by myself. I said, "Okay, Lord, you put me in this healing ministry. You're the one who called me out to do this." I said, "Lord, I did everything I knew how to do for that man, and you didn't heal him." I said, "I got to know. I know you said in your word, you don't hear the prayer of a sinner. But Lord, if I had any sin in my life, I didn't know about it." I said, "That may be possible." But I said, "Lord, I'm trying my best to walk wholly in obedience to your word." I said, "Lord, did I do something wrong? I want to know what happened here. I want to know why this man died."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.